What's the title of this thing? No title again?
Anda de lo lili ele du mare.
Is it rolling, Bob?
Check, check, check. And a welcome to episode 751 of the Dixon Jane's Summer Shorts edition of the podcast. I try and promise to make these less than 30 minutes. I am in Niagara on the Lake. I like traditions, and it seems almost every year I've recorded from this very spot. It's the meeting place for my students. We give them an hour to walk up and down the street, get an ice cream, go window shopping, do whatever you like to do in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Teachers head off to the wine stores. And So, I'm here in the shade. It's a hot day. The walk from the bus to the meeting place in town, I'm done in by the end of it. It's, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. But that's the limit of my walking range these days. It would be very unlikely that I would not be doing this tour next year. So I'm just putting that out there because if you've been following along at home, I've gone from one end to the other. From absolutely no, this is the last tour, to I don't know, maybe, and now it seems I'm almost obliged to. And more than that, it's like, well, why wouldn't I? I mean, I make money at it, but I enjoy it, and I'm good at it, and the people involved are very, very, not just grateful, but they have a wonderful experience, and you know, that includes the girls and who are paying, whose parents are paying for it, but all the others involved, the Canadians on this end, the teachers, the students, the host families, it means a lot to them, too, so... Hang on while I sip from my can of green tea. We had lunch. We have a routine here. Hornblower has taken over the, Lady of the Lake or whatever the boat was called that used to go under the falls. So we do the Hornblower. And they've put in a funicular, which is a great addition. But the lineup was at least half an hour in the hot sun to get on the funicular, to go down to get on the boat. And one of the staff said, you know what, why don't you take the elevator, there's no lineup, it's 5 minutes, and you're down, and then take the funicular back up, which is what we did. So it was an all-around good tour, and then we have our lunch at Betty's, which is all you can eat of pasta, chicken, and fish and chips, and the fish is excellent. And the girls love that, and then a really nice dessert. And again, that's a tradition. You know, when I talk traditions, we're going back. Mackie, the teacher, the senior teacher I'm with this year from Japan, said, I was here 17 years ago. And I said, no, 27 years ago. And she was shocked to think it had actually been that long from the first tour that she was on, 1993. And so, yeah, here we are today, and... no end in sight. But I want to tell you a very different story. I've got a $20 bill in my pocket. I feel it's cursed. I shouldn't have it. I have it. Last night I had to do... I found out it was a girl's birthday yesterday. I have two birthdays in August, the 6th and the 8th. I did not realize that there was a birthday August 1st. So, of course, when I got home after our Toronto Island excursion, I raced out to Walmart to find a stuffed animal. And I was lucky. I found a stuffed moose, little one. And a birthday card. Hello Kitty birthday card in English. And gave it to her at lunchtime. She was delighted. But anyway, while in Walmart, I was commenting. I posted on the sickness of Walmart. I mean, it's just... there are a lot of... You'll forgive me if I use the word subhuman. It just appears that way sometimes. people not quite right in their head. There seems a much higher proportion of obesity in Walmarts. And those in motorized wheelchairs with carts full of food they probably shouldn't be eating, but anyway, who am I to judge? But it just was a strange feeling. There are people calling out their long lineups, and you know, there's just a strangeness to it and an unpleasantness. So I find what I want. That's all I want. I'm in line. I have a Walmart card now, I'm ashamed to say. And I pay for it. And then just as I'm turning, putting my wallet back in my pocket, a woman behind me flashes a $20 bill and hands it towards me. And in my mind, in my memory, I picture it fluttering in the air. And that's not possible, but this stuck with me as if it was, you know, like a hoax, a game. Here, we'll just dangle a $20 bill in the air and see what happens. Anyway, this woman handed it to me. And I said, whose is that? Pretty sure it wasn't mine. I'd paid with a card. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. She was behind me. She would have seen if it had fallen out of my pocket. Well, I normally don't carry bills. They're usually in a wallet. Gosh, so there's a little, the bad part of me was saying, okay, hey, man, somebody's offering you a $20 bill, take it. I asked the cashier, and she just nodded her head like it wasn't hers. But this woman seemed insistent that it was mine. So I thought, okay. I took the $20 bill, and I walked out confused. Maybe a tinge of guilt. I'm pretty sure that wasn't mine, but what the heck? You know, I don't know. She seemed to think it was. Hobble along with my cane, my bag, get to my car. Next thing I know, I turn around, and there's that same woman, the one who was behind me. She was a little odd-looking. Posture was odd. One eye was heading in a different, completely different direction from the other. You know, not that there's anything wrong with that, but there was just something off. And she wasn't making any comprehensible sounds in any language, it would appear, and kept signaling to me. And so I thought, oh, she realized it was hers. Oh, so I handed it to her. Here. Oh, it's yours. Oh, okay, fine. Big smile. Good. I'm glad you found me. Here's your 20. No, that's not enough. She doesn't want that. She wants to see my wallet. What's, you know, and she keeps pointing to my pockets. I'm like, whoa, what do you, I don't get this. What do you want? There's no sense, there's no words. This goes on, like she's aiming to my pockets, pointing to my bag, pointing to my back pocket. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I don't want to take my wallet out and show this woman. And what's that going to do? And I start to get some doubt, like, hey, wait a minute. I've heard of these distraction scams that go on. When they confuse you, and next thing you know, you're missing something important. And another man comes up. We're in the midst of this, very, very shortly after the confusion, I'm offering, she's not taking it, she's pointing at my pockets. This man comes up and starts saying something to her in a language I don't understand, and she's not acknowledging him at all. And so I say, oh, is that your mother? And I realize, this woman is not quite right mentally. Something's wrong here. This is damaged goods. This is weird. Is that your mother? And he's looking at me. He's not answering directly. And I thought, okay, he's with her. And he starts telling her something. I'm thinking it translates as, hey, you're crazy. But nothing's happening. She just continues to motion at me and my pockets and my bag. And he speaks a little louder, a little more aggressively at her. And I'm realizing, okay, I just want to get in my car and lock the door. I'm not comfortable in this situation with two people there motioning. Something I cannot comprehend is going on here. And I think I'm safer if I just get in. Here I am with a cane, a bag. I just want to get in that car. He walks off. She walks off in a completely different direction. So my mind is still going, okay, they're working together here. These guys are artists, and whatever they were trying to do didn't work with me, and they've gone off to recalibrate and try again or something. I get in my car, I lock the doors, and I drive home, and I tell my wife, and she said, I wish you hadn't have taken that. And meanwhile, I'm thinking, there's something really weird. Yeah, probably that wasn't mine. And I'm thinking, not only is it not good luck now, it's cursed. And I told Naoko, look, I'm going to give this to a charity on mental health. This is, I am not going to spend this $20 on my own. This is not my money. This is going, something was wrong here. I'm telling you, because I'm no further ahead in the explanation, I really don't know what was going on. But it's haunted me, and I woke up thinking about it. She showed me an empty black wallet with nothing in it, not a card, nothing else, but the wallet. And I thought that was part of the scam. Like, it wasn't, she wasn't motioning like, hey, it came from here. It was just too strange. So I'm just going to dump that on your doorstep. There you go. It's yours. If you have an explanation for me or if you want to chastise me for I never should have touched the money to start with. I should have just, said no one turned and walked away quickly. That, in hindsight, that would have been the best course of action. But, hey, somebody hands you a 20 in a Walmart, all bets are off. So there you go. That's my story from here. Tomorrow I will be in Bark Lake. I have to stop. First stop today when I get home is to get some beer. Neither of the teachers are drinkers, which is not a bad thing. Every year we become less and less drinking focused. It used to be a lot more alcohol consumed at these events, especially at night in the Oak Center when the students are in bed. But I sometimes really like to have a cold beer during the day and then a little nap while the girls are off doing archery or something. So, you'll be hearing from me again, maybe even tomorrow. Who knows? All is well, and plans are in action for you might be hearing me from this very same spot a year from now. Scarborough Dude, signing out from Niagara on the Lake. Bye for now. Check, check. And welcome to Bark Lake. With this low filter on, you can hear me, but you can't hear the sounds of the girls in the background going through their swimming test. The rules have tightened up this year. There have been a number of drownings through the Toronto District School Board, kids going off to camp and not being able to swim and not properly supervised. And it's just sent, fear amongst families, school boards, and so on. So anyway, the camp has new rules. And every girl, anybody who gets in a canoe, anybody who goes near the water, has to undergo a swimming test. So that's what they're doing now. And some of the girls, of course, can't for reasons of a feminine nature, but the staff said, no worries, we'll do it another day. We just didn't want... The worry was that somebody wouldn't be able to go out in the canoe. And for every year since we've been coming to Bark Lake, which is where I'm podcasting from right now, the girls have all gone canoeing. It's a big part of the program. I'm sitting in... we've gone through this before. Is it an Adirondack chair? Or is it... What's the Canadian equivalent? And Laurentian? No, it's not a Laurentian chair. In Ontario. And it's so funny. I mean, I go through this all the time. And there are holes in my memory, for sure. I don't know to what degree I should be concerned. I'm jokingly thinking, is it a Conestoga chair? No. You're back in the States now. But anyway, a Winnebago chair? No, not that. It'll come to me. But I am enjoying sitting on the porch veranda, I guess you'd call it, of an old log cabin. Probably one of the original buildings here that's been fixed up and is now a showcase, a lounge area for special, I guess, VIP events, maybe weddings and so on, which they try and do here. to market the place. Bark Lake is looking better than ever. Sometimes over a period of years, things start to decline. I mean, most motels, hotels, camps, you know, until somebody comes around and puts money into it, usually new owners. Well, these people have put a lot of money into this place, and it just continues to improve. I even have a fridge now in my room, which is, it's kind of funny because they know I come up here with beer and wine. I'm delighted with that. I just, the moment we arrived, I felt so good to be back at Bark Lake. And that is one more reason, and a very strong reason, why I would like to keep doing this tour. Because I get to come to Bark Lake for 4 days, 3 nights every year, have my own room, and I just love it. The view here, this lodge is right on the lake. Yeah, I could throw a stone without any effort and it would splash. But the trees around it, these beautiful pines, and the view with a little outcropping, a peninsula, then there's an island across. It is the most beautiful view. I posted two pictures already on, I guess, on Twitter and on Instagram. It's just amazing. I'm trying so hard to enter the moment. And it's kind of hard when you're running a program. I tweeted this earlier. When you're running a tour, you always have to be thinking ahead. What's next? You know, what time? What do I have to prepare? What do I have to do? You've got to be aware of the next day, the next hour. And that sort of goes against living in the now when you just want to surrender to the moment. And you've got to switch on, switch off. And it's a little tricky. But a view like this is really pulling me into the moment. It's stunningly beautiful. And I guess that's just, I mean, it's a love of nature, which, yeah, if you're used to the outdoors, you'll know what I'm talking about. But like, from where I'm looking, there's not a building in sight. Nobody else is on this lake. There are no cottages. It's just fantastic. They still want to build. They want to build cottages and they want to sell them. This is a prime piece of real estate that used to belong to the people of Ontario until it was sold by the NDP government long ago. But I have my place. And when I come here and the bus pulls in and I go to my same room, I just feel so good. Now, we've got Wi-Fi in the Oak Center, which we never had before, too. So I'm trying out a brand new coffee mug, you know, with a nice lid that locks tight. I bought this. It was sitting in the door of the road track, and it was the one thing I remembered. Go to the door of the road track, open it, get out that coffee thing. You need it for this tour because I'm always trying to drink coffee, hotel coffee. You know, when you make a pot in the morning, you don't have time to finish it, but you want it on that long trip from Ottawa to Quebec City. There, you see, there I am thinking ahead. But sometimes thinking ahead is joyful as well. Like I'm picturing Quebec City. Yeah, I'm going to be there in a few days. And wow, that's such a treat. So I'm a happy camper, and all this back and forth about, I changed, even in, you know, I told you the list of 100 things I have to do. I added a new one, which was end the tour. And this morning, for no good reason other than, yeah, it seemed right, I took out the word end, and I changed it to plan future tours. So what do I have to do to, for example, get a replacement to do the day in Niagara Falls? If I could have that day off the day before we leave for camp, that would make a huge difference to me in terms of rest, preparation. We left this morning, the families, just you could tell they were all smiles and had a great time. And it's so wonderful to walk up to each family who's hosted my girls and thank them personally and, you know, exchange something with them. I do love the human interaction of this whole program. So, yeah, like, why in the hell would I give something up? Like, what made me even think that? Partially laziness, partially I don't know. I guess concern about my health, my leg, walking. But the trick is, okay, do less of it. Get a little smarter. Find somebody else to do that. For example, I didn't walk all the way back from the cafeteria where we had lunch to the Oak Center, which is, you know, a dirt road, and it's a haul when you're hobbling along with a cane. No, I just came down to the spot I'm sitting at now and said, wow, this is nice. I think I'll stay here. So, there's the update. Not much in the way of content, but that's what you get on the Dixon James podcast. I owe it to faithful listeners, Dave Delaney out there. Dave used to comment he liked it when I podcast from Barclay. So, Dave, this one's for you. I'm sitting here, and believe me, I am one happy camper, and I am as close as I'm going to get, I guess, to being in the moment. And it's just like, as I'm talking, my head is going left, right, left, right, left, right, because I just, it's the green that just draws your eyes in and just, wow, it touches you. It's just, there's something about the green with the sun shining and the gentle wind lifting the branches and just swaying them back and forth. It just, it makes you feel good. Oh, a light breeze coming across the water. God damn, this is fine. Scarborough Dude, signing out from Bark Lake. Check, check. Cheers. First taste of my afternoon beer. What is it? Just after, it's about 4:15. It is a Hockley Dark, one of my favorites, from Hockley Valley Brewing, just north of Toronto. I'm in my room at Bark Lake, and the girls are playing some kind of very strange game that involves a monster that causes them to scream and run from room to room. Great, great fun. And it is a really weird-looking monster, I'm telling you. The staff have done this before. We were supposed to go swimming, and I was looking forward to my little pontoon boat ride across the lake to the beach where the girls were going to hike to. But there was thunder, and the rule here is no water activities, no swimming, no canoes. Within 30 minutes of thunder. So when you hear the last thunder rolling through, you've got 30 minutes. If there's not another one, you're safe to get in the water. But the thunder just kept coming. So they went back to the Oak Center. They turned off the lights in the hallways. And they hid staff. And the girls have to run, find a staff member, get a clue, and then run back to their group one by one and draw the clue, but not tell the other girls what it is, and the other girls have to guess. I guess it adds up to a sentence or something. Just quite a complex game, but all this because, okay, we can't do a beach party, but we're going to have fun anyway. And it's just fabulous coming here and having a staff dedicated to our group. Everybody here loves the Kamajo group. That's my group. And, God, that's a good feeling. So, I'm still in the midst of negotiating the dates for next year, and I've come down to an all or nothing. I'm saying these are the dates we can do, or no tour at all. And I'm not doing it as a, you know, a power move. I'm just saying, no, it's the only way it's going to work as well as this year has worked. And the school will just maybe have to make some adjustments to their schedule. But that's what we're doing. I just can't say enough about what it means to be here at Bark Lake every year. I talked with Joe, one of the management team, who has a number of roles and is a good photographer on top of that. And Joe has been here full-time 12 years, so his memory goes back pretty far too. And we were comparing notes about how there was a period when this was the Wild West, he called it, like unstructured activities, like build a raft and tow, somebody across the lake, stuff that just, so different from now. Everything, timed activities with, you know, the right people on the job. That was fun back then. This is perfect now. The girls get to do high ropes. They did rock climbing. They're going to do, they had archery. They're going to do all these activities within a 3-day period, ending with a wonderful talent show. So I want to come back. It's as simple as that. So all the reasons, some of which I've talked about, for continuing this seem to far outweigh any reasons I might have had to bring an end to this program. And I think part of it was maybe a little bit of despair on my part of just, I'm getting old, I can't walk properly. Like even here, the walk from the Oak Center to the dining hall, it's not far, but I'm tired at one end of it. And so I won't make that trip back and forth. I'll stay at the Oak Center. I'll get another coffee and, you know, I'll do less walking than I would have in years past. But that's okay. I can do that. And the agreement was, as I talked with the senior teacher who's with us, that I have to be more in a supervisory role and not running around trying to be on top of everything. And that's great, too. Anyway, sorry, I've managed to take the excitement I felt a few minutes ago and turn it into something very boring. And yeah, sorry about that. There's so many elements to this whole business. And I know when I'm in the middle of the tour, I realize this is part of who I am. This job is what I do, what I believe in. And that's a good feeling. I guess I better park this now. Otherwise, I'm going to go on and repeat myself. I have noticed, wow, I'm getting worse with names. And it's one of those, it's like performance anxiety. You're just about to talk to somebody and say, you remember? And then as soon as you know perfectly well who you're thinking about and you can picture them, but that name, it's just been wiped clean. It's gone. And it's not going to come back to you in the conversation. And then when there's no pressure, oh, yeah, I know what I meant. And I'm doing that more often than I'd like to be. But I think that I don't think I'm alone in that either. So another full day here tomorrow. And then Monday morning, Judy joins us, my good buddy Judy. And off we head for Ottawa. So I talked with Mackie, the senior teacher, about the importance of being in the moment, that sometimes you can be here and say, oh yeah, I'm really looking forward to Bark Lake. And by the time you get to Bark Lake, you're looking forward to Quebec. And that kind of means, well, what is it to enjoy a place? You know, why were you looking forward to it if you're thinking about something else? How do you live in the moment? How do you stop time? And I was amazed this morning when I looked at my watch, or my phone, and saw the time. I think it said 9:15 or something. I said, that can't be right. It's got to be 11 o'clock. And I was kind of happy that, no, I'd found my new place to sit. I've been posting pictures outside the original Bark Lodge, right on the water. And it was as if time had stopped. It just, wow, I've got the whole morning yet to just enjoy, sit here and reflect. So tonight, there was a breeze, a strong breeze coming off the lake. It came with a thunder. And I stood outside on the deck here at the Oak Center. And it just felt so good. A lake breeze coming straight for your face. And to feel that wind caressing you was beautiful. I brought the other teacher out. I said, this is Canada. And it was nice. So I'll end on that note. A beautiful, loving lake breeze. Scarborough Dude signing out. So this will be it for Bark Lake, I think. And maybe I'll talk to you from Ottawa, Quebec City. Who knows? Signing off. Bye for now.